After a doe has her fawn, she will almost immediately leave it. She will find a safe place, and that fawn will lay down in sort of the classic little curled up like a cat position that we think of fawns as hiding in the grass in. She will leave that fawn there, and she will go feed and go about her business, and she will come back to that fawn several times a day to feed it. And until those fawns are old enough to really follow her, they spend most of their time alone. If you happen upon a fawn, a lot of times, especially when they're real little, they won't try to run from you because their best defense is to stay hidden, to be still. So people are walking in the woods and they stumble upon this little fawn and it doesn't run away and it's not afraid and there's no sign of its mother and they think it's abandoned. And when in reality, the mother is probably very close by, but she's not going to show herself to you. You're a predator. You're danger. She's going to stay hidden from you and hope that you leave. If you leave and come back later, usually that fawn's gone. Because as soon as you're gone, a lot of times they'll come in and move that fawn and put it somewhere else. Fawns have almost no scent. It's very hard for predators like dogs, bobcats, things like that to smell a fawn. So if a fawn lays very still in tall grass, most predators won't find it unless they step on it. That's their defense. Their defense is to just stay there alone and hidden. And so it's always a good idea if you find a fawn in the woods, leave it alone. Even if something has happened to the mother, waiting 3 or 4 or 5 hours to come back is not going to hurt the fawn. They're not going to starve to death in that amount of time, and more than likely a predator is not going to find them unless they follow your human scent to the fawn.